With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Today, the first in a package of bills trying to address the high cost of air ambulances landed before lawmakers for a vote. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Representative Ryan Lynch, a Butte Democrat, says when someone takes an air ambulance ride that's out of their insurance network, it can end up costing tens of thousands of dollars. And patients don't always know who is or isn't in their network when they're life-flighted. Air ambulance companies sell memberships that, if a patient has one, covers the cost of their flight. But Representative Lynch says those memberships aren't regulated, and they need to be because they work like insurance. House Bill 73 would do that.
To the folks in our communities that are at work today that are raising families, this looks like an insurance product. It acts like an insurance product. It waives that balance bill.
Lynch's bill was approved and now requires one more vote in order to be sent over to the Senate for consideration. A second bill, Senate Bill 44, trying to address the cost of air ambulances, will get its first debate on the Senate floor Thursday. That bill would require insurance companies to either pay the cost for an air ambulance ride, negotiate a settlement, or fight an air ambulance company in court, preventing the patient from taking on the costs. In an earlier debate, some opponents of that bill said it would break federal law because states aren't allowed to regulate airlines, which includes air ambulances. I'm Corin Cates Carney.